season for many things, including ropes. Have any of you been on a road trip this summer? And if not this summer, perhaps not too long ago, who likes a good road trip? Have you ever run out of gas on an isolated road in the middle of nowhere? The modern version for those of us with electric vehicles is running out of our electric charge. Being a distracted person myself with ADHD, I confess I have run out of gas and electricity a few times. I have almost run out of gas many, many more times. Many years ago, when our kids were young, we were on our way home from a wonderful week in Maranatha, the United Church Conference and Retreat Center that many of us have been praying for these recent weeks with the fire in Summerland, just across the lake from Maranatha. But before the fires came, many years ago, we were on our way home from there, and our route took us from the Okanagan to Merritt, across a somewhat newer road that's called the Connector. And there is not much between the Okanagan and Merritt, except beautiful mountains, forests, lakes, lots of animals, definitely no gas. And again, from Merritt to Hope, it's also pretty undeveloped, shall we say. Well, I don't know what was going through my head that day, but for some reason, that time, we have never done it since, but from that time, we did not stop in Merritt to gas up the car. I foolishly believed we had enough gas already. Uh-oh. By the time we started our descent from the Coca-Cola Summit, the top of that highway, the gas gauge was getting very close to E, for empty. And if you know that highway, there are no gas stations on the road for Hope. So you might imagine that I started to pray. And before long, I was not able to keep a secret from the rest of the car that we were awfully close to E. And so we started to chant a hope together, chant a prayer of sorts. Karen remembers, don't you? I hope we get the hope. I hope we get the hope. The kids joined right in. I hope we get the hope. Back before they took out all the tolls on the road, we got to the toll booth and we asked the worker who was taking our money if there was any gas before Hope. Nope. But then he said, but you know what? My shift is over in about half an hour. And I'll get in my truck and I'm coming down the mountain to Hope also. And I have a gas can with gas in my truck. So I will watch for you, and if you are by the side of the road, I'll stop and I'll help you out. We kept praying, we kept chanting, I hope we get the hope, I hope we get the hope. But it was a cheerier kind of chant at that point. Prayers are not always answered so directly or immediately, but we were sure grateful for that reassurance of help. And we never saw him again, because we did make it to Hope, and we didn't run out of gas, mostly because it's pretty much all downhill. I think it's safe to assume that this is the most common form of prayer. Would you agree? The prayer for help. Everyone knows how to pray in a crisis. Please, God, let it be this way, not that. Please, God, help me get this job. Please, God, help me with this exam. We are all, in a way, experts on this one kind of prayer, and that's just fine. God cares about the things that worry us, whether it's an exam or a blood test or even a car running out of gas on an isolated highway in the middle of nowhere. But there is more to prayer than a last-minute panic on the road or in the doctor's office. Today, we're exploring the first of what I've boldly called essential spiritual practices. There are obviously others we could choose, but these are three that I think are so basic and so important, I want to really encourage you to consider them. I want to invite you to think for a moment about a person in your life that you would consider one of your closest people. Could be a partner, could be a child, could be a parent, a dear friend. Think about that person and your relationship with them. And think about how much time you have spent together in one way or another. I am pretty sure that whoever you thought of, you did not meet them recently. It's possible, but it's unlikely. And that you have spent many, 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 many hours and days with them. Am I right? The deepest, most significant relationships in our lives come, as much as anything else, from time spent together. Being together, connecting, whether it's in silence or with words or activity. I want to invite you to think today about how much time you spend with God, with the Holy, with the source of life, with eternal love. Anne Lamott is a brilliant American novelist and spiritual writer. There's her picture. One of my favorite authors. And she's written several simply profound and beautifully grounded books about spiritual life. And this is one of her older ones. It's been around a while now, called Help, Thanks, Wow. The subtitle, I don't know if you can read it well, The Three Essential Prayers. help thanks wow. She makes the case that prayer can be an amazing spiritual tool for anyone, regardless of faith or creed or religious background, that these three prayers can be a transforming and powerful tool for anyone. And I want to share with you today some of her simply profound insights, which I have also found to be true. She says prayer is communication from the heart to that which surpasses understanding. Prayer means that in some unique way, we believe we're invited into a relationship with someone who hears us when we speak in silence. You can pray to God, to the good, to the universe, to an abounding energy of your own definition, to life or love. Nothing could matter less, she says, than what we call this force. Now, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. It matters a little bit. But she makes an important point. Whatever you may call that force in the universe, the point is to connect, to pray. The Bible is chock full of these three types of prayer: help, thanks, and wow. Especially the Book of Psalms. I don't think you could read a psalm, one of the great collection of poetry of hymns in the Bible, that doesn't fall into one of those categories. But prayer is a lot of different things. Here's something else that she says. Most good, honest prayers remind me that I am not in charge, that I cannot fix anything, and that I open myself to being helped by something, some force, some friend, something. Sometimes circumstances conspire to remind us or even let us glimpse how thin the membrane is between here and there, between birth and the grave, between the human and the divine. It's about discovering, prayer is about discovering that there is in fact no distance between us and the divine, between us and God. Carrying on with her words, you might shout at the top of your lungs or whisper into your sleeve, I hate you, God. Really? That is a prayer too. Because it is real, it is truth. And maybe it's the first sentence, first sincere thought you've had in months. We can say anything to God. It's all prayer. And she really means that, and I really mean that. It really doesn't matter how many times we've prayed before. It doesn't matter if we're always asking the same thing. The way we pray doesn't ultimately matter. The specific words we use don't even matter. What matters is that we pray, that we talk, we converse, even in silence, or in joy. We can ask for what we need. We can say we're sorry. We can pray for others. We can tell God about our day, about how we feel. We can be angry with God and how unfair the world is. We can use lots of these and thous if we like, or we can just chat with God like a friend. Lamott suggests that the three most essential prayers are distilled into these three: help, thanks, wow. And with help, go to the next slide, please. She says, you may take a long, quavering breath and say, help. People say help without actually believing anything hears that. But it is the great prayer, and it is the hardest prayer, because you have to admit defeat. You have to surrender, which is the hardest thing for any of us to do ever. We're often ashamed of asking for so much help because it seems selfish or petty or narcissistic. But I think God is there to help. That is God's job. That is what God's job is. As we read in our scripture reading, don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. My spiritual director, who I saw for almost 30 years, he always reminded me to ask for the graces you need. What are the graces I need today, right now, as specifically as possible? One of my most common prayers as a distracted person was, gracious God, help me to focus and to be calm and to be with you as you desire. When we open our hearts to ask sincerely and specifically for what we need, we entrust ourselves and our hearts to the Holy. We might need to ask for that grace. I am struggling to trust. Please help me to trust you. That trust can guide and ease our minds in a powerful way. When we share our heart's desire with someone we trust, the answer to that prayer has a chance to really come into being for us. A close friend of mine has spent the last 2 weeks in intensive care. He was struggling to breathe on his own. We prayed for his healing, for strength, for the medical staff, for his family. And simply in asking for those graces, the answers were already in process, and we became aware of that. Being together with his family gave us all strength. We could see the wonderful care he was receiving. We lived in expectation of his improvement, which eventually came. He's now almost ready to come home. But even if he hadn't improved physically, our prayers were being answered in various ways. And we were each part of answering for each other and for him. The next time you visit someone you care about who is ill or struggling in any way, whether it's at home or in a hospital or even over the phone, ask them. Try it. I know it's hard for United Church folks, but ask them if you can pray with them. And dare to speak a simple prayer for the specific healing they need, for strength and comfort. It is a powerful thing to pray for others, on our own, of course, but it is especially powerful to pray with others, to pray for ourselves, with sincerity and open hearts. And when we do that, our open hearts move very naturally to gratitude, to thanks, the next prayer. Even before we glimpse the ways our prayers for help are answered, there is an answer in the sincere asking, the assurance that the Holy, the source of life, hears us and desires wholeness and goodness for us, and has already arranged the world from the beginning of time for its wholeness. Asking for help helps us to pay attention to the ways in which God has already answered our prayers and is answering them still. Anne Lamott says, gratitude begins in our hearts and then dovetails into behavior. It almost always makes you willing to be of service, which is where the joy resides. It means that you're willing to stop being such a jerk when you're aware of all that has been given to you in your lifetime and the past few days. It is not hard to be humbled and pleased to give back. The related but slightly different prayer is the last one that Anne identifies. Awe is where we are, is why we are here. And this state is the prayer. Wow! Wonder takes our breath away and makes room for new breath. When we are stunned to the place beyond words, we're finally starting to get somewhere. When all we can say in response is wow, that is a prayer. And carrying on. When I don't know what else to do, I go outside. And I see the sky and the trees and a bird flies by and my mouth drops open again with wonder at the just sheer beauty of creation and I say, wow. I think most of us know that experience. You say it when you first see the new baby and you say, wow, this is great. Wow is the prayer of wonder. I actually think that everyone on earth has prayed this prayer, whether we know it or not. Whenever a person marvels at the beauty and wonder of this universe, it is a prayer of awe. Wow. It doesn't have to be complicated or eloquent or even have any words at all. A silent, deep breath, a moment of awareness, a willingness to listen. These can all be prayers. We'll talk next week about listening prayer and a particular practice of listening. As you have likely heard me say before, my favorite way to pray is singing. There's a lot of wow in that prayer. Prayer is about meeting our Maker, connecting with the Eternal, touching the Holy. It's about spending time with the Force who made us and loves us and can show us what we were made to be. Whatever we pray, however we pray, it's as important to pray as it is to breathe. For without prayer, we die. As the old hymn says, prayer is the soul's sincere desire. Prayer is the Christian's vital breath, the Christian's native air. So friends, let us breathe in the presence of God as we pray, always. Amen. Let us continue to pray in song. Feel free to stand or to sit as you would prefer. Let us sing together. Too excited and had a lot more to say about prayer than I probably should have today. So we won't have as much time to enter into our own quiet prayer, but I want to invite you to do that for a few minutes at least. Something that we worship leaders often struggle with is that we need more silence in our services. So I want to invite you, our musicians play something very quiet, to enter into your own prayer, and I'll ask Braden to go down to the third prayer that I had prepared. It's the last one that's just one page. I think it's like the fifth one from here. If you just cycle through them, I'll tell you when to stop. Oh, I think it's before all that. I hope. one simple prayer written by my friend and classmate, the Reverend Sharon Copeman, some of you may know. If you need another's words to help you pray, then those are good ones. Enter into prayer. Know that God is with you and hears you. A number of books about prayer or related practices out on the table that Carrie and I have called our own libraries as well as our church library for some good books about prayer if you're interested, if you're a reader. There's also some prayer cards and some blessing bookmarks that you're welcome to take and keep. The books we would love for you to borrow, but please bring them back within a month or two. That would be great. Let's move our thoughts to the giving back, the response of gratitude as we make our offerings in many different ways. If you have a financial offering that you have with you today, you're invited to place it in the offering box at the entrance. Please do so before our last hymn. And we also want to remind you of some important opportunities, including today we have Ice Cream Sunday. That's Sunday, A-Y, not A-E. They're not Sundays. but there are sprinkles and some different flavors. So please join us for some ice cream today as we visit together in the garden or inside, wherever you want to be. And of course, as always, we'll have some lemonade. The youth group's having a swimming party this afternoon, and we hope that they're not too cold. I'm sure they will have a ball. And just to remind you that today was the first of a little mini-series we're doing on essential spiritual practices. So next week we'll talk about a type of listening prayer that you might call a daily review, or the Latin term is examine. And then we'll talk about beloved community the following week. And on that following week, on August the 30th, we're going to have a presentation after the service over our lemonade time with Lauren Martins, our own member, who's going to help us learn and understand the ABCs, all the letters of 2SLGBTQA+. And maybe some others. It'll be a short but very informative presentation, so please plan to join us on the 30th. And coming up in a few weeks, a couple of weeks after that, is our homecoming Sunday. We have a Sunday between then, but we want you to especially be aware we're going to be enjoying a barbecue and a great celebratory service as we begin the fall season together on homecoming Sunday on September 13th. Let us pray. O God, receive all of our gifts that come in many different forms. Hear our prayers, receive our acts of service, our words of caring, our financial offerings and our offerings of time and talents.